show. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Glad to be here as we start this Friday afternoon off, hopefully on the right foot. You know, that's where we're going with this one. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. If you're new to the show or for some reason aren't able to text in, text KFKA to that number first, 970-478-1301. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. I'm getting specific with it, Colfax, because, you know, I keep asking, would you go, would you trade for Deshaun Watson? Would you do it? Well, a lot of people say yes. But a lot of people don't think about what it's going to take. And it's going to take a lot. Now, it depends on who you ask, but our insider, Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos, and several writers and guys that are analyzing this situation are all saying kind of the same thing. It's going to cost you 3 first-round picks. It's going to cost you at least 2 second-round picks. Throw in a 3rd round for good measure and a young player. Now, Houston's still staying pretty strong on this whole, you know, he's not going anywhere thing. But somewhere, somehow, I don't know, somebody got wind that this is what it would take. Well, when you look at what it took to get Stafford to the Rams, even Carson Wentz to the Colts, which, you know, it's different. Different caliber. Wentz has battled the injuries. That's been a big deal for him. How about the Colts, though? I mean, Andrew Luck, my goodness, retires, and you just kind of, you're piecing this thing together with veterans. You know, Phillip Rivers, and now we're see Carson Wentz. Oh, it'll be interesting. Indy's got a good defense. Would you do it? Would you try? And Bradley Chubb's the player, by the way. Because everything we're hearing is that the Texans would want, or not even what they would want, that this is what it would take. A young defensive player. A young standout defensive player. Well, who else is that for the Broncos? I mean, Justin Simmons is close to untouchable, assuming they get the deal done. But he's not tradable right now, right? They don't have him under contract. You're not trading Kareem Jackson back to Houston. Bryce Callahan, he's not young and up and coming. He's battled injuries. He's good. He's a good corner. Michael Ojemudia had an nice, you know, a decent rookie season, but that's it. Decent. It's Bradley Chubb. You know, we were talking about busts the other day. Upon further reflection, Colfax, I think it's really unfair to say that Bradley Chubb is a bust. His first year, his rookie year, 12 and a half sacks. His second year, he only played 4 games. He was hurt. And then this year, he made it to the Pro Bowl. I don't know if that's fair, but he's a one-time Pro Bowler. So, I mean, 3 years in, you can't call a Pro Bowler a bust, can you? You can't say a guy that makes the Pro Bowl is a bust. I was told, well, Brady getting injured that second year is part of it. Staying healthy is a big piece of it. Sure, but we did get to see 2 of 3. So, you know, if he misses next year, then okay. Now you start adding injuries into that equation. Are you ready to say goodbye to Bradley Chubb? Now, Drew Lock, everything we're reading was he would be a part of the deal, but you know, if you're willing to give up the farm for Deshaun Watson, I don't think you're crying over moving on from Drew Lock. Now, sportsbettingdime.com has the Broncos as the favorite in odds to be Deshaun Watson's next team. Broncos package centers around young quarterback Drew Lock and draft picks. Now, that's their take. But again, our inside scoop is that it's going to, what I stated on our Power to Play Sports poll question, is that it's going to take those first round picks, second round picks, third round pick, and likely a player like Bradley Chubb. Here's the odds. Denver Broncos are number one. And then number two, Colfax, is the Texans. The odds are that the Texans stand firm here and don't trade him away. Third is the Dolphins, which I always thought was the most appealing for Deshaun Watson. I mean, this is a team that's already kind of close, and I think Deshaun would be the kind of guy that would put him over the top. Carolina's next. San Francisco with that Garoppolo situation, who might end up with the Patriots, back with the Patriots. The Jets. And then the Bears and the Patriots. was it Stafford that said that was the only team he didn't want to go to was the Patriots? So I wonder if that's like shared sentiment throughout the NFL. So there you go. For some reason, Deshaun Watson is rising to the top. Or the Broncos are rising to the top. Brady, lots of guys make the Pro Bowl. Trevor freaking Siemian was a Pro Bowler. True, but you can't say that Chubb was a bust based on 3 years and based on rookie year, 12 and a half sacks, third year Pro Bowl. Yes, I think the Pro Bowl is goofy, the way we put guys in. I don't even. From now on, I just wish they wouldn't do a game and you just go one guy from each position. So two edge rushers, all right? You know, just a starting lineup. You don't need backups because it's not a game. You just, they're name only. I think the All-Star game should be the same thing. That's how I've always been that way. But if there's money to be had, these sports leagues will figure out, okay, we're going to, even if there's a little bit to have there. So no, I wish that they, like, I'm tired of everybody getting in on stuff. You know, I've had a big thing about the Hall of Fame. I feel the same way about the Pro Bowl. I want the best two edge rushers in the AFC going. I don't want to muddy the waters. I just want the best two. So I don't want to worry about, oh, well, they're injured, so they can't go, so then we got to have a sub. No, I don't want to mess with that. I just want to go the best two edge rushers, the best middle linebacker, the best inside linebacker. And I know a 3-4-4-3 defense, you got to start getting creative there. But, you know, you take three corners, right? Because most defenses, dime, I guess you could take four corners, two safeties. So, yeah, I agree. You got to be strict. You should be more strict. But don't you feel a little weird calling Bradley Chubb a bust right now based on that? I'm not saying he's lived up to his and in fairness, I put Colfax to the test. I said he's either a bust or he's not. Well, that's unfair because he's not a bust and he hasn't lived up to top five draft status. He hasn't. But he's not a bust. So, I mean, that I feel weird saying that a guy like that's a bust. 12 and a half sacks, first year, and then a Pro Bowl. Guys opt out of the Pro Bowl, and then they just start going down the list to fill in the spots. Yeah, I agree. I'm agreeing with you. I think that that's, they need to change that. But it is what it is, and no, I'm not comfortable saying that he's a bust. However, are you comfortable trading him for Deshaun Watson? And this has been the big question for a while now. And I'm shocked by this. Now, Colfax, we're going to put our video together Monday, our whole minute. We're not going to be able to do it today, but we'll have it. But there I'm going to outline the reasons why the Broncos are a train wreck. And I'm trying to be respectful here. But the idea to me, well, Deshaun's going to be with the Broncos. You sign him and he's your guy for the next 10 years. That's what Houston thought. That's what the Texans thought. And it's a train wreck of an organization, and now Deshaun Watson wants out. Are the Broncos as bad as Houston, structurally wise? You know, no. I mean, look what O'Brien did last year. He traded away DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, he traded away a great franchise player and a great weapon for your quarterback. That had to rub him the wrong way. But are the Broncos? Okay, you remember when the Broncos, was it the Saints they played and they didn't have a quarterback? The talk was that the Broncos were now kind of the, not the laughing stock, but a team that Goodell and company does not respect anymore. Number one, because of their ownership situation. And remember the talk, Colfax? If Pat Bowlen was around, this would have never happened. The Broncos would have been able to get a quarterback suited up. They would have been able to. This wouldn't have happened, right? You heard that. Okay, so what does that mean? Because the same people that were saying that are the same people saying, oh, well, the Broncos is a great organization for Deshaun. No, you basically said that if Pat, and I tend to agree, that if Pat Bowlen was alive and well, he would have found a way to, all right, we're not doing this, man. You're going to make our organization the laughing stock here. You're going to make us throw a guy out there that doesn't play quarterback. You're making us go without any quarterback in this lineup. So you're saying that if Pat Bowlen was around, he would have created some respect, made this organization respectable. And I agree. But the fact that the NFL did let it happen, what does that tell you? Tells you that the NFL thinks the Broncos are a joke too. I'm not saying they can't get back. I'm not saying the Broncos haven't had a rich history either. That's what drives me crazy. As I say, well, the Broncos are a train wreck of an organization for the past 5 years. Yeah, but Brady, that doesn't erase their history. No, it doesn't. But this is sports. I mean, you're as good as your last season. And the Broncos are what? What are they averaging? Like 5 wins a season right now? And they won 9 their first year out of the playoffs after the Super Bowl. They won 9. And after that, what are we looking at? 6? 7? So you're averaging like 5 or 6 wins a season. That's 5 years, man. No playoffs, losing seasons, coaching carousel, no ownership. You're rudderless. And I know you brought in George Payton, okay? Time will tell. We don't know. On paper, looks good. He's also a guy that's happy making the playoffs, 3 out of 5 years? Sounds like Dick Monfort. I'm actually very excited about George Payton. I think the future, it doesn't look bright for Denver right now, but it looks a little bit better. But you got to fix the quarterback position, and I understand that. But I think it's too much. Now, is the price coming down? So people have asked me, okay, Brady, you say that you don't want to go with this. Are you completely saying no to Deshaun Watson then? No. I would do, if it came down to it, I'd do this year's first round pick. I'd do number 9. And I'd throw in a player. Maybe a third. That's it. I don't know that I would go number 9. Listen, if you trade Bradley Chubb away, you know, I was talking on NoCo Now with Tanner today, and he was talking about, hey, this defense is good. They're a piece away. If you trade Chubb away, now what, you know, you have another need you have to fill because Vaughn's not coming back. I think we feel pretty confident about that right now, unless something changes. So Vaughn's not coming back. You trade Bradley Chubb. Well, now your needs go, all right, we have to have a corner. We have to have an inside linebacker, and we have to have an edge rusher. And we have to fill all that this year. If you move on from two edge rushers, folks. If you move on from Chubb, you're replacing Bradley Chubb and Von Miller, and you don't have the draft picks to do it. You don't have a first, you don't have a second, and you don't have a third, if that's what it would take, would be this year. So you're not drafting this year, and I don't know how that would line up. Would you trade a future third, future second, maybe? But what's going to be appealing to Houston is number 9. That's what would be appealing to me if I'm Houston. Because you don't want to bank on next year. The Broncos could win 10 games. And then suddenly their draft picks anywhere from 18 to 20. So, yeah, if you're demanding, you want a sure thing, and a sure thing is number 9 right now. But you do it, Colfax. You're in. You've changed your mind. You're going all in on this. You're ready to make that move.
Well, the Chubb thing changes it. I was always ready to trade away like a wide receiver and the draft picks.
Okay, so what if we replaced Bradley Chubb and put Cortland Sutton in there?
Yeah.
You'd trade Cortland Sutton?
I think so.
To be honest with you, that one's easier for my brain to take. But Everything we're hearing is they want a young defensive guy. But if you were to trade Cortland Sutton, I say that other than like the top 5 receivers in the NFL, maybe my numbers are a little off, receivers are a dime a dozen. You know, you get the right quarterback. I mean, you're gonna make guys look fantastic. I mean, Eric Decker, where did he go after Peyton Manning? I mean, he didn't hear his name much,
good
right?
Point.
Demaryius Thomas, okay, he had the good year with Tim Tebow. He had the touchdown, one of the most memorable touchdowns ever, but it was, you know, Peyton Manning for the most part that made DT even better. And DT was good, but shortly after the Peyton Manning situation, DT was never that top. So, yeah, and I love Cortland Sutton. But I do kind of have this feeling that other than maybe the top 5, 7 guys in the NFL at wide receiver, you know, wide receiver is kind of a, you know, there's a lot of good ones. There's a lot of good wide receivers. I mean, hell, the Broncos drafted. I mean, last year was such a heavy wide receiver draft, too. And that's what's happening. I mean, your kids are training to catch footballs like circus catches like crazy. Route running is being really emphasized at the youth level and at the college level. So, I it's easier for me to look at the receiver, but I still have a hard time with all of those draft picks. Let's see what the Hooligans think. The Power to Play Sports poll question of the day is available at thewholeshow.com. Would you trade 3 first-round picks, 2 second-round picks, a third-round pick, and Bradley Chubb for Deshaun Watson, which is, again, what we've been hearing, at least in the talks. And you know what? We'll read the results when we come back. 20 minutes after the hour. Got a shout-out to the Chiropractic Standard. I was there this morning and popped by. And, you know, listen, I just don't even think about it as much anymore. Like, our boy Shane McWaters is coming in to Sweetheart City Racing. I ran in that race last week. It was freezing cold. I kind of just spaced it. I'm like, I didn't have any back pain running this. A lot of times when I'm working out, when I'm exercising, I can just feel it creeping up. And I didn't have any of that. It was cold. You would think that that's the time you're really going to start feeling it. So the chiropractic standard, guys, Hooligans, I'm telling you, if you're tired of hurting, your back's killing you, it's aching, and you don't know if there's an end in sight, try the chiropractic standard. They're in Greeley. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show. 21 minutes after the hour. We'll read some more texts when we come back. Carson Wentz trade. I'll get to my big story of the day when we come back. Mountain West. There's a big game tonight in the Mountain West Conference. So far, nothing new for Colorado State men's side of things, but we'll keep you posted. We'll be right back.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
No Limit Collectibles. Big show coming up this weekend tomorrow. Card show. There's PE gun shows is rolling out there too. So there's like it's going to be everything that you'd want. A crazy weekend coming up this weekend, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. No Limit Collectibles is hosting a card show this weekend. They'll be next, right next to the annual gun show at 5720 McWinnie Boulevard. 5720 McWinnie Boulevard. And PE Shows out there, a great advertiser here on the station as well. So check out No Limit Collectibles. The shop will be open there as well. So you've got the show going on, then you still pop by the actual shop to look inside. That's No Limit Collectibles. Cards, sports memorabilia, it's there. It's there for you. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301, 478-1301. And if you guys want to get involved, if you're new to the show, text KFKA to that number. Colfax, my big story of the day, I want to get to that, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. Nikola Jokic has now made his third All-Star appearance in a row. He is a starter. The starters include LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Bradley Beal, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Joel Embiid, Steph Curry, Luka Doncic, Kawhi Leonard, and Nikola Jokic. Joker has arrived. He's a part of that awesome group. James and Durant are both listed as captains in that one. Buffs lose last night to the Ducks. My Thursday night special busted. Talk about a bust. Thought the Buffs were going to have it, but Oregon came up with some big plays late. Now, where are we with the Buffs? I'm going to go through some bracketology a little bit later on, as well as the Mountain West Conference side of things. But the Buffs are still getting in as of right now. But how many more losses do you take here? You know, the Cal loss was bad. We might have forgot about it if you go on the road and beat the Ducks. But not the case. It would have been tough win. That's why I knew picking it yesterday. All right, picking the Buffs, going against the grain, taking the Buffs to win in Oregon. Going to be a battle. But they had their chances. Certainly had their chances. Now you start wondering, you know, all right, every game now for CU, a little more pressure added to the mix. And, you know, if they lose out. Now, Colfax national media said last year, even with the five losses in a row at the end of the season, including the first round of the Pac-12 tournament, people still had them getting in. And I guess we'll never know, but I was pretty skeptical about that. I imagine the Buffs are going to make it. The bracketology stuff I was looking at on ESPN this morning has the Buffs in, even after the loss, has the Rams out, Colorado State. Now, again, that's not official. They're not the ones that make it. They're just doing what we do. We talk about it, throw up our ideas. I think the Rams are getting in. Now, Coach Medved told us yesterday, I said, hey, what are the chances you get a game between the Air Force games and the Mountain West Tournament? He said, really, really good. If he's telling us that, Colfax, it's got to mean that the chances are good. If they weren't, or if they were 50-50, he would have said, you just never know. You never know. We're going to be trying. But he said really, really good. Now, I'm not going to hold his feet to the fire if they don't get the game scheduled, but judging by that response, I would be pretty confident that the Rams get another game or two in. Now, if you get Nevada, if that's where the route they want to go and get a Nevada game in, it's going to be tough. But it's quad two probably, and it'd look better on your resume. But you're going to need a few more resume builders because you missed four critical games: New Mexico and Nevada. All would have been, New Mexico should have been two wins, and then you're hoping you at least split with Nevada. Got to beat Air Force. Got to beat them twice. It's a killer. It's a conversation ender if you lose one of those games. So the pressure's on for Colorado State. Got to get it done. The pressure's on for the Buffs. Love it. It's intense. It's what it's all about, man. All right, Mosier and Funeral Cremation Service, they're located in Evans. Give Scott Robin or a member of their great staff a call today. Talk to them about pre-planning. It's an amazing gift. Trust me. It's just, everyone's gone through it. Everyone's gone through these experiences with family members, and it's the toughest thing in the world to have to deal with this when you're dealing with so many other things. And Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service is there to help. MosierFuneralService.com. Their number, 970-330-6824. All right, 31 minutes after the hour. Most of the hooligans on the website, on theholeshow.com, 60% are saying no. They wouldn't do it. I got a lot of responses, too, that I'm going to get to. We'll get to those on the other side. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Cody Rourke from the Locked On Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On NFL Network. Make sure that you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA for the latest news in Broncos country.
Auto Taylor takes care of my vehicles. They take care of my wife's vehicle. And you know what? They'll take care of yours, too. They're located in Greeley. And, maybe your engine's making a weird clunking noise or a squealing sound, or it's just getting worse over time. Take it by Auto Taylor. They'll give you the fix that you need on that vehicle. They'll look at it and, hey, they're not going to add a bunch of things and all these bells and whistles. And if you don't do this, your car's going to explode. But yeah, man, you need a routine, oil change or a tire rotation. Auto Taylor is there for you. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. 970-478-1301. Our Power to Play Sports poll question, heating up. Would you trade 3 first-rounders, 2 second-rounders, 1 third-rounder, and Bradley Chubb for Deshaun Watson? And it was 60% saying no. Now it's 53% saying yes, just since the commercial break. So go to theholeshow.com. Vote. I want to see where you guys end up on this, and I'll read some of the comments as well. Preston says, 3 picks and Chubb, yes, but not 5 picks. I'd give 3 picks and Miller. And like, well, Miller is, you got to pick up his option. So, if you picked up his option and traded it away, is that as appealing? No, because the money is there. Yes, Colfax.
I was thinking about this. So what if instead for Bradley Chubb, they made a deal with Houston and said, hey, we won't pick up Vaughn's option, but if you can work a deal with him, that's on you. But we will agree to not pick up his option and maybe kind of give you first right of refusal.
That he'd be a free – I don't even know how that works necessarily, but he'd be a – so if you don't pick up his option,
right,
Vaughn's a free agent.
Right.
So you don't control any of his rights anymore. Now, if you were able – if you pick up his option and you basically – could teams work it out where they could pay a portion of that that 1 year? But I don't see Houston thinking that's appealing. I mean, they just dropped J.J. Watt. And Vaughn and J.J., I mean, we could argue all day who's the best, but they're both past their prime.
Yeah.
I think Bradley Chubb's just more appealing. It's Bradley Chubb, but it's Justin Simmons. And I don't see the Broncos moving on. And again, they have to re-sign Justin Simmons to sign and trade type deal. Well, because, again, going back to the Stafford trade, Rams sent, 2 first-round picks, a third-round pick, and Jared Goff. How much better is Deshaun Watson than Matt Stafford? Matt Stafford is good, Deshaun Watson's elite. He's one of the top five. Matt Stafford is good stats, good numbers, but he's not one of the top five. So if Stafford yields two first-round picks, a third-round pick, and Jared Goff, I would say, yeah, it's all syncing up, man. You're going to add another first-round pick on top of that. You're going to add another third-round pick, or you're going to add a second round in there somewhere, maybe two. Yeah, that was a hell of a price. I mean, two first-round picks, third-round pick, and Jared Goff. That's a lot. You know, that's four picks there, and we're saying five picks. No, we're saying six picks, right? So, and it makes sense. Brian says, it's a lot, but what Denver has done since Manning retired is obviously not working at QB. I say go for it. Yep, Watson sets you up for the next 10 years. Joe says, no, then we'd just be the Texans. I do first rounders in a second, not all in the same year, and a player max. See, I'm more of the mindset you go, okay, you're probably going to have to go a first-round pick for sure. Then you go with a couple second-rounders, a player. I'd trade Jerry Jeudy. And I think he's got an upside. He's a rook. You know, he's just coming off his rookie year. He had some drops. But I'd trade Jerry Jeudy. Wouldn't that be weird? Wouldn't that be poetic? Drew Lock and Jeudy get traded to Houston. And Jeudy has to play with Locke after Judy's getting on social media talking about how great Deshaun Watson. Wouldn't that be something? Again, I've talked about it, but it's a weird deal for Locke. Man, if I'm Locke, dude, I'm putting the headband on every day. I'm going all day, training, getting better. Because we talk about redemption stories. Garrett Bowles is a redemption story. Drew Locke has the chance to be perhaps the biggest redemption story ever, at least for the Broncos. I mean, everybody's given up on the guy. And I'm not saying I was one of the first ones to say this season he's not the guy. I don't feel like he is. Based on what we've seen, I don't feel like he is. Dixon says, Brady, I hate to say it. Colby, you're getting a Rockies compare. B-Red says, picking up his option and then trading him is like something the Rockies would do.
Yeah, good move.
Yeah.
But no, they wouldn't. They would threaten to pick up his option and then say, you know what, we won't if you want
him. But if Vaughn's a free agent, he gets to go wherever he wants.
But they would offer him something because they want him.
Yeah. I don't see Houston wanting him because they just let – I'd keep J.J. Watt in that way. But they got to – see, Houston has to replace J.J. Watt, and Bradley Chubb would – you know, he's not replacing J.J. Watt, but he is a young, I believe, up-and-coming – edge rusher. Dixon says, Brady, I hate to say it, but the Broncos should go all in on Watson. See, this is a Chiefs fan saying this, guys.
Uh-oh.
This is a Chiefs fan.
Uh-oh.
He wants you to go all in. He wants the Broncos to go all in so they don't have anything. Well, County Swami says, you're making my point, man. Quarterbacks raise all boats to make players better. I was talking about how Manning made Demaryius Thomas better. First off, Manning was that kind of quarterback. He was the kind of guy that he would tell you exactly where to be, so you'd be there to catch it. You know, that was such a different type of quarterback. But I mean, what I'm talking about is when I say that yes, a quarterback does raise all boats, sure. But this offense is still not. I mean, everybody's talking about this young offense being elite, and I mean, Colfax, based on what? I don't see it. I mean, I like the offensive line. But Melvin Gordon wasn't good until the halfway point. Phillip Lindsay faded big time and can't stay healthy. Noah Fant, we just asked a question yesterday. Who's likely to be a bust? The fact that you're asking means that he still hasn't proved it yet. 2 years. Jerry Jeudy drops a lot of passes, and people have said, well, he had the worst quarterback throwing to him. Unless the balls are like wobbly ducks thrown in the air, then that doesn't work for me. There's still spiral football passes being thrown to his hands. I mean, I don't know that Drew Locke, the accuracy is the big deal. It's kind of the decision-making. The decision-making and, you know, the fact that he just rolls right out of the pocket every single time. I don't know, man. I just think it seems like a lot. Robert just says no. Ryan says hell no. It's a mixed bag. This is a torn. Now, if the Broncos do it, I'm going to be happy. You know, I'll say, all right, Deshaun Watson, let's go. I hope it doesn't bite you in the butt. But it'll bring something to Denver. But I just feel like this is a... Now, you guys say, oh, you got your quarterback forever. You're mortgaging your future on this. And that's, again, where I kind of talk about how big of a leap that's ultimately going to be. And this whole idea, Lane texting in here. I'd trade 2 firsts, 2 seconds, a third, KJ Hamler, or Tim Patrick. See, Tim Patrick's going to be a free agent. So, again, if you could pick him up and then trade him, it'd be a sign and trade for Watson. If we can sign JJ beforehand, I'd also trade Chubb. It would be cool to see JJ Watt and Von Miller on the same team. Whether it works out or not, it would be kind of fun. It'd be neat. So Lane says 2 firsts, 2 seconds, a third. So you're basically just taking away one of the firsts. You're throwing KJ at him. And then Chubb, if you can sign JJ. Well, JJ's on his way out, man. I mean, you got a couple of years left. Dixon, Watson probably has you sniffing the playoffs every year, which means future first-round picks would be in the 20s, which takes a little sting of giving up the firsts. Again, you're basing it off of, you know, a lot of ifs. And does Deshaun Watson make a 5-win team into a 10-win team? I don't know what it's going to look like now that we have an extra game and an extra playoff spot. So, I mean, do you have to win 9 now? Is Deshaun Watson alone, based on what we've seen with this offense and defense, is he alone good enough to double your wins, to double it? And keep in mind, your draft picks, you're not going to be using... Number 9's gone. You know, if I'm Houston, I'm taking number 9 for sure. So I get that you're saying that, but one of those 2 draft picks is now, and it's number 9. This is your chance. This is when you got to get it right. And, you know, people have said this too. Well, the Broncos haven't proven they're going to get it right in the first. I think that's yet to be determined. Bradley Chubb, Noah Fant, Jerry Jeudy. There's still a lot of question marks around those guys, but I think it's unfair to label any of them quite as bust. I'm closer to Jerry Jeudy, yeah, because I didn't see it last year. You know, what did he had drops, you know, in the Twitter thing, you know, getting on a little controversial, whatever. I mean, I thought he was going to be this guy that was just going to destroy coverages. You know, take the top off of a defense and just go deep and beat everybody. Didn't see that all the time. Didn't see it as much as I thought we would, I should say. And you have a lot of big holes to fill on the defensive side of the ball. Jerry Jeudy caught 52 balls last year for 856 yards, 3 touchdowns. And, you know, you're looking at that, okay, the yards are good, but this is the NFL, man. I mean, wide receivers, any NFL receivers that are decent enough, you know, they're coming away with those 1,000 yards. Kind of like what we talked about with the running backs for the longest time. I'm not even going to take you seriously until you get at least 1,000, over 1,000. You know, you got to be a 1,000-yard rusher. I mean, look at the other yards, Colfax. You think 850, say, okay, he's 150 away from 1,000. 18 receivers did that last year. 18. And there were, you know, a lot more that had more yards than Jeudy. And again, he's a rookie. So I get that. But I mean, you when you draft a guy in the first round, you are hoping that they're giving you an impact right off the bat. He had 3 touchdowns. So I know he's a rookie, so I'm willing to go whatever. But I mean, if we're talking about busts, Bradley Chubb in his position, 12 and a half sacks as a rookie. So I do expect, if you're a first rounder, you know, if you're not a quarterback necessarily, because I know it takes a while, but I expect production. 49 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. The Mountain West schedule, some big ones going on tonight, not for the Rams. They're still stuck at home watching, waiting to get to next Saturday. At least that's the next game on the schedule. And so far, nothing jumping out at us as far as the Rams scheduling anything. They were supposed to play Nevada tomorrow. Obviously, you know that's not happening. We'll take a quick break. We'll wrap up hour number one. We'll bring in my boy Shane McWaters in a little bit later on. Sweetheart City Racing. He's going to recap it. Man, I ran it. It was 3 degrees. It was freezing. It was silly. But I got it done. I'm told that I finished middle of the pack. I'll take it. I'll take that, Colfax. We'll be right back.
Catch Inside the Bears Den, presented by Chris Musa Agency Allstate Insurance, Tuesday nights, Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. It's a party in Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
Start a new thing, Colfax. We've been talking about it for a long time. It's happening. I'm not trying to be anybody that I'm not. I'm not going to go be a Barstool guy, but we are going to do reviews now. From now on, we're going out and about. It's going to be restaurants. It's going to be breweries. It's going to be food trucks. It might be other things, too, down the road. You know, it might be bowling alleys, something unique, go-kart places. But I do have my first place where we're looking at. And if you guys, like, I want to take suggestions for this. You know, if you want to help out businesses, too. Because I'm going to be real. You know, my goal is not to go into a business and rip them to shreds. But the first, I'm getting a lot of William Oliver's Public House in Fort Collins.
Heck yeah.
Have you been there before?
I've never been there.
I'm just looking at the website, looking at the pictures. So I'm not just reviewing a dish. I'm going to review, you know, the exterior, the interior, the service. How does it make me feel when I'm in there, Colfax?
The most important thing.
Yeah, and I don't want to be uncomfortable while I'm eating. I don't want to be cold. Do I have to wear my jacket? That's weird. That's uncomfortable. I don't want to do that. Am I too hot? You know, that kind of stuff. So it's going to be fun. I do want suggestions because the plan is to do these probably once a week. You know, we'll try to get a couple. You know, we might double up and get the videos out and release them on Fridays. But try to do about three or four a month and get them out there. So I do want suggestions on that. It's going to be fun. It's got to be Northern Colorado. Ain't going down to Denver. I'm not doing that, man. But I'm going to do, we'll do Northern Colorado up here because I know there's a lot of people reviewing stuff in Denver. And so we'll do it up here. Take care. So in Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins, all this, in the surrounding communities too. I have no issues, man. We'll go to Eaton. We'll go to Alt. We'll go to Severance. I think there's only like one restaurant there, but we'll go. So I'll take in suggestions for that. All right. Coming back, let's look at the Mountain West Conference schedule. Do some bracketology as well. More on Nikola Jokic getting into that third All-Star game and, you know, just what that means for the Nuggets and where we are at this stage as far as the respect level for Denver. Second hour coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.